in respect to Eretz Yisrael, especially because Rav Tzvi is here from Eretz Yisrael, but we're, even though in Chutz La'aretz we're reading Bahar and Bukh Kosai this week, most of the ideas of the Maharal that I want to speak about this week, almost actually all of them, come from Parshas Bukh Kosai, which of course they're reading in Eretz Yisrael as well. And the other reason that I'm really focusing a lot on Bukh Kosai this week is because what's primary on our minds, we're already here the Shabbos, not exactly the Shabbos before Shavuos, but the Shabbos before the three-day Antif of Shavuos. So Chazal famously state on the very first Pasuk in Bukh Kosai that even though the first Pasuk seems to have absolutely nothing to do with the study of Torah, in Bukh Kosai Teilechu Ves Mitzosai Tishmeru Vasisem Osam, if you shall follow my commandments, basically the whole shiur is going to be about the first two psukim in Bukh Kosai. That if you follow my chukim and you observe my commandments and you do them, so then the rain will fall in its proper time. The land will produce its produce. So I'm focusing on these psukim because we're holding a week before Shavuos and Chazal, even though the pasuk seems to have nothing to do with Talmud Torah. So Rashi famously states from the Medrash, you might think that this is referring to the performance of mitzvahs, which seems to be the simple pshat of the pasuk. That's the end of the pasuk. Very, very famous comment of Rashi from the Medrash. So the Maharal has a few comments about this. Take a look at the Gur Aryeh. Yochel Zeh, B'toras Konim. Umash Amar Shetiyu Ameilim Batorah, Hainu Mepnei Shekosov Limud B'Lashon Halicha. Ki HaHalicha Yesh Batorach V'Amal. Kach Tiyu Ameilim V'Yigeim. He's going to come back to this theme a few times, but when it comes to the study of Torah, what the manager is calling your attention to is teilechu. Teilechu means you got to walk, right? Last couple of years, I got very, very into walking. I walk everywhere. I wear a pedometer right over here every day. And every single day in the last few months, I take 10,000 steps. I make sure every day. It's amazing. Sometimes you sit in the office, you don't realize. Sometimes you sit in the office and you have 3,000 steps, and sometimes 7,000 steps. It makes a very big difference about your health and, you know, metabolism and dieting and things like that. How much exercise you do, obviously, and even just taking steps makes a huge difference. I found this pedometer makes a big difference. If at the end of the day I have only, 6,000 steps, so at night in the house I got to make sure to walk another 4,000. So the Maharal is saying over here, teilechu, walking, requires work. You got to walk. People who walk, my parents have been walking for like 50 years, like literally every single day they walk at least an hour for 50 years. So teilechu means to work hard. That's why Rashi says shetiyu ameilim batorah, because it comes from the word teilechu. So point number one is, when it comes to the study of Torah, the struggle and the work aspect of it is as important as the knowledge. That's very, very important. He's going to come back to this. V'yesh lefarish gamkein shehahalicha she'adam holach mimakom lamakom kein ye'amal batorah lahamik batamid yosef imah shehamik bakodem v'zenikah halicha batorah. What else are Chazal trying to teach us when it says teilechu means ameilim batorah? We've been in this parsha shir for 11 years, some of us really for a very long time. And, sometimes, I don't know if you feel this way, but I sometimes feel this way. The same parsha, the same ideas, the same themes once again. It's like, sometimes you read the same parsha every year, it can get stale. But that's not what Talmud Torah is supposed to be, because every single time you study, even when you study the same thing, I remember Rabbi Fran, that one of the Siyam HaShas's that I went, he said very beautifully, like, the whole idea of finishing Shas is to be able to go into Shas the second time, and now you have a little bit of background, now you can go deeper. Now you can understand more. Now you can do it even more. So every time you learn the parsha, it's the same parsha. And the same ideas. The
first time is not like Hajj, right?
What?
The Gemara says, you do it the 101st time, it's not like
Hajj. Oh, it's not exactly 101 times. Every time it's teilechu, you're taking a tour. You're going further. The Chukasai teilechu means you're walking, you're moving. You're accomplishing. You're learning more and more. We have to realize every time even you go through the same things, you're always going to find something new, a new angle, a new... It's amazing. Right? It's amazing. You always find a new idea. Last night, Rabbi Mansour spoke here, spoke beautifully. So he read a Mishnah that everybody reads one way, and he had his own idea. He had his own interpretation. He's been reading. I read this Mishnah 100 times, but I never saw this particular idea in it. So one of the ideas about Talmud Torah, one of the beautiful things about Torah, the important things about Torah, is a person shouldn't think, I learned this already. I learned it already. So there's no reason to learn it again. No, every year we go through Parsha, Hashem says, you've got to read the Parsha. Every year you're going to see something new. You're going to find a new idea. That's part of Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelim. V'chein ha'deshani l'michtav b'chukosai Teilechu, v'achakach v'es mitzvosai tishmeru. Chukim are things that we don't understand the reasons totally. A person can only understand very little bit about them. So, especially chukim, they're hard to understand. So, the harder you work at them, the more you can understand. This is the Maharal. Consistent with the Rambam's approach, that even the chukim, it's not that the things don't have any reason at all, it's just the chukim are very difficult to understand. You have to work harder to understand. So that's why it says teilechu by b'chukosai. B'chukosai teilechu, because the chukim require a lot more going and working. Oh, sheish torach b'limudam yoser, or another pshat he says is that maybe it's because it's harder to learn them, so that's why it says Teilechu. Kach ksev etzal chukos halicha hamora al haTorah. Ma'asham ki'am mitzvah sheim chukim lo ninu tam shel magalos. Ein rotz lomah she'ein adam yodeh klal min hamitzvos. Doesn't mean that you can't know the reason at all. She'ein yochel lohavin osam legamrei. Avo yochel lohavin em ma'at. V'zeu shamar em chukosai Teilechu. And what's ves mitzvosai tishmeru? Says the next Rashi says, Havo amelim batorah al manas lishmor l'kaye. Moshe Nemelik Pasuk says in Parashas V'Schanan, "Ulimadatem osam u'shmartem la'asosam." Amanas lishmor. So says this is the Maharal's comment. I didn't make it clear. The next line is the Maharal. V'kasa zebulosh and shmira l'fi shehalimud amanas lasos harei hu shomer halimud besoch libo kedei l'kayim osam b'maisa v'nikra zeh shmira. So above he was stressing the importance of working hard at learning. But if you look at you take the whole pasuk together, im chukosai teilechu ve'es mitzvosai tishmeru. What's the juxtaposition? A person who learns with the intent of putting his learning lamaiseh, that's a shmira, ve'es mitzvosai tishmeru. That's going to be a shmira. That's going to make your learning last. Lefisha limud almanas lasos harei yushomer halimud besoch libo kedei lekaimos ve'maiseh. That a person who knows that his learning has to be lamaisa, that his learning has to translate into action, he's going to keep that learning in his head. He's going to constantly think about it because he needs it for life. He needs it. There's some people, they walk into a shiur or they sit down to learn and, okay, I heard a nice shiur, very nice. And they walk out. And there's nothing going to be practically different about the way they are from before this year to after this year. And again, we believe just the study of Torah itself is certainly very valuable. Okay, you had a few minutes with Talmud Torah, it's valuable. But he says that's not the same level as one who learns Torah with the intention of actually doing it, with the intention of making a change in my life as a result of it. Whether it be he learns a new halacha, sometimes you learn a new halacha. So if you learn a new halacha, it's very hard sometimes. You know, I lived my life a certain way for 50 years. And all of a sudden, I learn a new halacha. What, I'm supposed to change now? I never learned that one. We don't keep that one. I don't observe that one. No, ignorance is bliss, right? But ignorance of the law, is no excuse, right? So, you didn't know it, so you learned a new halacha. So again, you may want to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, who may say, no, that law is not correct. There's other opinions that say that you don't have to do that law. But generally speaking, it's supposed to be lomid almanas lasos, our whole lives. However old we are, we could learn new things. We don't know everything. We don't know every halacha. So a person, he hears the rabbi in the halacha shir give a new halacha. So you got to observe it, or you hear a new idea that you want to incorporate. So that's what he says. It's halomid amanas lasos. Someone who learns with the practical goal of inculcating that learning into his life, the learning is going to be much more. He's going to be thinking about it all the time. He's going to be reviewing it because he has to remember it, because he has to implement it. So that's why it's going to be v'limadtem osam u'shmartem la'asosam. When you learn, that's why it says in b'chukosai te'lechu, you work hard at learning. V'es mitzvosai tishmeru, so you'll keep it. You'll be shomer it if it's right. V'asisem osam. What's going to keep the learning in your head constantly? If your goal is to implement it. If your goal is to implement it, then you'll remember it. Let's continue. Oh, now the rest of the shiur pretty much is going to be from the Sefer Teferis Yisrael, and it's all going to deal with a very fundamental aspect of Judaism, one which we've touched on in different aspects over the years, but I don't believe we ever really fully developed the Maharal's thesis on the issue of reward and punishment, schar v'onesh. Very, very fundamental and important thing, and hopefully we can get something out of it also. But basically, the root issue, which we've spoken about many times in this show over the years, is just a very simple explanation of the very first psukim of Parshas Bechukosai. What does the Torah say? If you keep my mitzvos, if you study my Torah, then what's going to be? Life's going to be good for you. What does the Torah say? V'nasati gishmeichem bi'itav. I'm going to make the rain pour in the right time, and asnaras yivulah, and the land will produce its fat. The eitz hasadayitain piryo, and the trees will produce fruit. V'siglechem da'ishes batzir, etc. Right, and you all know. And then it says, if you don't listen to me, you can have all these curses. Right. So the question is, the famous question that everybody's bothered by, and there are many answers. And in past years, we've given shiurim that address this issue, but this year is going to be the Maharal's take about why does the Torah not mention that if you keep the mitzvos, the reward is going to be in Olam Haba. That's the general principle, and we have Gemaras and Shas many places that say, and I hate to shake anybody's world who didn't know this, but the Gemara says Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Leka. We've talked about that many times over the years. Schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. And one of the reasons we've talked about it many times is because, again, I'm just a simple Jew, but I don't know about you, but I would like to think that if I try my hardest to observe the commandments in this world, Hashem's going to pay me back in this world, that things are going to be good for me in this world too. Doesn't always work like that though, right? Doesn't work like that. So a lot of people who do the right thing and they don't have good lives in this world. So, let's see what the Maharal's take on this is going to be. And again, we're not going to address all the issues, but he has some very interesting points about these issues. B'zeh ha-perek, and again, I don't think we're going to get to all of it, as usual, but B'zeh ha-perek nevar l'cha. So this comes from Teferis Yisrael. As I mentioned to you in past weeks, Teferis Yisrael is the book that Maharal wrote all about the study of Torah, all about mitzvos and Torah and general broad things. He wrote it about the holiday of Shavuos, which is why it's very appropriate to study it last week, this week, and next week. Is there going to be shiur next week? Very good question. I'm not 100% sure whether there's going to be shiur next week yet. Please watch your email. I'll try to make a decision about that as the week goes on. I'm not 100% sure about that. Not 100% sure. Is everybody here going to be? Is everybody? I know Tzvi's not here. Is everyone here available next week? You're available to learn next week? Yep. People available? Yep. Okay, if people are available, then Leonetta hopefully will try to make it happen. As Hashem. Okay, but watch your email. The working assumption is there is shiur. If you don't see anything, there will be shiur. The week after that, there won't be shiur. Okay. B'zeh ha-perek nevar l'cha gam kein. Ki das chachamim hu hepech asher amru ki b'tor nifter aschar gufani. The opinion of the rabbi, says the Maharal, is the opposite of what most people think, which is the simple pshat of the first psukim of our parsha, and that is that if you keep the mitzvos, Hashem says, life, the gashmiistic of life in this world will be good to you. That's not the pshat. V'lo aschar haruchani. That's what most people think. V'das chachamim, however, says the Maharal, is the opinion of our rabbis. She'ein b'torah shum schar gufani. Despite what the absolute simple pshat of the first psukim of our parsha is, says the Maharal, it's the opinion of our rabbis that in the Torah, there is, and for the observance of Torah, there is no physical reward. The Parakamet, the Kiddushin, famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamatessa Medalf, Amar Sham, Dalibi, the Rabbi Yaakov, Schar Mitzvah, Bahai Alma, Leka. There is no reward for mitzvos in this world. Va'atam hu kamosha pirashnu, and what's the reason for this? The Maharal gives a little bit of a mystical reason, but hopefully by this time in the year we should appreciate the Maharal's mystical reasons. Let's see. Maybe we can translate it into our words. Va'atam hu kamosha pirashnu. I've explained this many times. Ki ein ha-mitzvos dvarim tiviyim. Mitzvos are not physical things. Kasher ha-olam hazeh, olam ha-teva. Even though this world is a physical world, the mitzvos that we do, when a person davens, he shakes a lulav, he blows a shofar. So there's nothing physical about these things. Rak ha-mitzvos heim elokiyim. They are from the spiritual world. Ulekach schar ha-mitzvos b'hai amaleka. So it doesn't make sense, says the Maharal, it doesn't make sense that when a person does a spiritual act of service to a God that he can't see and he can't feel, but he does a purely spiritual act, that the reward should be a shtick fleisch. Doesn't make sense, says the Maharal. Doesn't make sense in the Maharal's world that God should reward a spiritual act with a physical thing. Doesn't make sense to him. Even though, what about the first pasuk in the parsha? Etc. What does God say? If you follow my commandments, I'm going to give you food. I'm going to have the world. It seems to contradict the very simple essence of the basic theme of our parsha. Perusho. So listen to what he does. He basically does something which seems to indicate that really there is. What does he say? Perusho. What does this mean? Shem yasu ratzon Hashem yisparach. Shebaraha olam b'teva. Gamkein yiten lahem hatov. If a person does the ratzon Hashem in general, and Hashem, who created this world of nature, God is in charge of this world of nature, gamkein yiten lahem hatov. So Hashem will give a person a certain modicum of physical success commensurate with his work. Yeah, Hashem might do that. He might give you. He might, if you do good for him, Hashem might also give you. But that's not the reward of the mitzvah. What is that? What is that? It's something else. Hard to know exactly what it says, but let's see. Give me a chance to develop this. He's going to try to explain a little bit in depth what that is. Uvamidrash. Al tira Avram anochi magin lach. L'vishaya Avram avinu mispached v'omer. Yoradati l'kim shanaish v'nitzalti. Avram avinu says, Nimrod threw me into the burning fire. God saved me miraculously. Yoradati l'milchemes hamalachem v'nitzalti. I was in the war of four kings against five kings, just me and Eliezer. We were in a massive war. And somehow I won the war miraculously. So the Medrash says Avram was worried that he already used up all of his reward in this world. He had such a good life in this world. God had performed such incredible miracles in this world. Avram Avinu said, I must have used up all of my schar already in this world. He was nervous. That's why God says to him, Al tira Avram, Anochi magin lach, scharcha harbe mod. That's what the pasuk says. Ve'en li klum ba'olam haba. Avram was worried, there's nothing left for me in Olam Haba. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God responds to him and says like this, Al tira Avram, onochi magin lach. Kol ma she'asisi ba'olam, everything I did for you in this worldly reward, asisi imcha chinam. I did it for you for free. For free. It was a gift. It wasn't reward for your mitzvos. Reward for your mitzvos, that's coming from the next world. What I owed you, that's in the next world. What I gave you a freebie, that's this world. Give me time. Hang on. Give me time. Avol scharcha misukun la'olam haba adkan. Biaru. So he says, the Medrash is giving us the whole key. That, by the way, until this point, it wasn't the Maharal speaking. That was the Medrash speaking. Now we have the Maharal explaining the Medrash. Biaru ki atov shenasan Hashem yisparach latzadikim eino nikra matan schar en klal. If God decides to reward righteous people with good stuff in this world, if God decides to reward righteous people with good stuff in this world, that's not their reward. Rak hu b'midas ha-chesed v'ha-chanina. What God rewards us in this world, that's God doing us a chesed. That's Hashem giving us a gift. A gift, chanina, chesed. V'lo tashlim schar. That's not what he owes us. What he's mechuyev to give us, that's not in this world. Rak ba'olam haba. V'oz tashlim schar mitzvah. Avo mash nosin l'tzadikim ba'olam haza hakol b'chesed. V'tam kol zeh mash ha'schar shal mitzvah z'eino ba'olam haza ki kvar pirashnu. She'eino mitzvah tivios lios tashlim shal ba'olam haza. Again, the Maharal repeats the idea. The Maharal repeats the idea. Ulakach svirle latana schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. Page 2. Ki l'malas madregas ha'mitzvah z'pnimiyas shalahem. He says, a mitzvah, a service of Hashem is so holy, so special, God wouldn't demean it by making the reward for that a shtick fleish, a parnasa. Hashem wouldn't demean it for that. Zulas mitzvah shu'ah. But there are two exceptions to the rule, says the Maharal. There are two exceptions to the rule, says the Maharal, of what the reward is in this world. And that's what I'd like to spend the majority of the shir on. There are two exceptions to this rule. There are two mitzvos, says the Maharal. I should say, one category of mitzvah and one specific mitzvah, says the Maharal, that the reward most definitely is in this world. Two exceptions. Let's take a look. Zulas, I'm on the second line now. Zulas, except one exception. Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped. Yeah, this is... I jumped. No, I'm good, okay. Oh, Zulas, he says, mitzvah shu tov labrios. Most of the mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, says the Maharal, or many of them, or certainly certain select ones of them, not totally clear. Zulas mitzvah shu tov labrios. Kimo kolosim shamer. What's the first mission in pair? We say it every morning, right? What do we say? Elu devarim she'adam ochel peiroseim ba'olam hazeh va'keren kayemes olam haba. Ve'elohein kibedav ve'em gemilas chasadim. Right? V'havas shalom. He says, Kimo kolosim she'amru kibedav ve'em. Right, they say. I don't know if it's a joke or it's serious, but right. What does it say? Kabe des avicha vesimecha leman yarichun yamecha. I don't think we're going to get to it, but he's going to come back to this a little bit later. He has a kasha. How come the Torah doesn't say the reward of any mitzvos except for two? Only two mitzvot Torah says the reward. Kibud av aim and shiluach hakain. Right, leman yarichun yamecha. So it's almost a joke that people say about kibud av aim. They say, what does it mean? I think I've said it over in the shir. I just remember somebody saying this. A person who respects his parents, who really serves his parents, takes care of his parents, respects them, his kids will see the way he treats his parents, and they'll treat him that way. So that's Laman Yarichun Yamecha. You're going to have an extended life, because if you put a lot of care, effort, energy, and care into your parents, and you take care of them, and your kids see the way you serve your parents hand to foot. We're still within the Shloshim Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. People say about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, the way, I never saw it myself, but anyone who was in Gush at the time that Rav Aaron would take care of his father, the way he would service his parent, the way he would sit there patiently, and he would sit there and daven, he would scream out, his father was hard of hearing, he would sit and daven next to his father and scream out every single word so his father could hear and be able to say and be able to daven. Took all the effort and... So this, the Torah says, "Kabed es avicha v'simecha, l'man yarichan yomecha." If your kids see the way you take care of your parents, your kids will take care of you that way, and that'll extend your life. Because a parent that has a child that's going to really take care of them and serve them and worry about them, so oftentimes that will extend the parent's life because you have people worrying about them and taking care of them and dealing with them. So he says, kibud avim, gemilas chasadim, and havas shalom. And he talks about why these three. I'm not getting into it now. But gemilas chasadim, he says, so again, the explanation I gave you about kibud avim, that's one reason why kibud avim pays you back in this world. Right? It pays you back in this world. Not only that, gemilas chasadim. So he says, if you do chesed for people, if you do chesed, and he's going to explain this a little bit in depth, v'havas shalom, bringing peace between two people, that's the reward of this world. I mean, I think it's a little bit self-evident because if you do good things for people, right, they're going to do good things back to you. You're going to promote, you're promoting well-being in society, so that it's going to be a boomerang that pays you back right away. If you do for other people, you're causing this world to be good for them. So since you acted for them in this world and you're promoting positive relations between people, it's just going to pay it forward, right? That's the way it goes with chesed. When you do chesed, it pays it forward. It causes people, oh, look at this guy. He's doing so. I should do too. So by definition, that's going to pay back in this world, he says. Take a look. And he explains it even more. Mitoch sheheim tovas adam shebolam hazeh roi sheyocha peres bolam hazeh. Like when I daven, so I didn't do something in this world, I didn't affect this world so much, so I don't get paid back. And look how he explains this. Now we're back to Perek Samach Aleph. Aval Perish Zehu ki b'mitzvos yesh shnei dvarim. Oh, now he diverges a little bit here. I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to come back to this theme. What's the second one? What's the second exception? The first exception is Ben Adam L'Chaver. At the end of the year, we're going to come back to the second exception. But let's get to it. Here in this next paragraph, he talks about how, what's up with the, very important. Aval Peir said, let me tell you what he's addressing over here. He's addressing over here another important issue. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, have a zahir kemitzvah kala kebachamura. A person should be very careful about what he perceives to be lighter, unimportant mitzvahs, and more important mitzvos, she'ena teyodea matan scharin shel mitzvos, because you don't know the reward of mitzvos. See, there's two problems with that. Number one, where does effort fit into that? And number two, we see makoros and chazal that seem to indicate that certain mitzvos are lighter than others. So what does that mean? Aval peres sehu, ki b'mitzvos yesh shnei dvarim. There's two things in every mitzvah. Ha'echad mitzad b'chinas ha'chomer sheyesh b'mitzvah. Some mitzvahs are very, very hard to do. Says the Maharal, it is certainly true that mitzvahs that require more energy and effort, mitzvahs that are harder. Anybody want to give me examples of mitzvahs that we feel are harder mitzvahs to achieve? Waking up every morning for minyan, unless we're so trained for that, right? It's not so hard. What are the hard mitzvahs? Kibud av aim of your in-laws. Okay. Even of the aim of your in-laws. Good gesagt. Ein safek ki aschar al zeh yosei gadol min ha-mitzvah kala. The reward for those mitzvos is more. She'ein akash al adam. Aval betzad b'chinas ha-mitzvah atzma. But as far as the actual value of the mitzvah itself in service of God, efshir she'yosei aschar yesh al ha-kala mitzad atzma. Even if the mitzvah requires less effort, it could be that the spiritual value in God's value scale of mitzvahs, you may not realize that something that you think has only very little value, even if it's easy, might have more value. So yes, you're going to get more reward in terms of the effort for the harder one. But things that might be an easier mitzvah to do in terms of it of its spiritual benefit on God's spiritual value scale, it might have more value than you actually realize and think about it. In Pirkei Avos, have a zar, right, that's the explanation. Have a zar kemitzvah kala kebachamura, exactly right. Because what you think is a mitzvah kala, you may not realize, in God's eyes, has tremendous spiritual value that you don't realize it. So you got to treat every single mitzvah with equal seriousness. Uvishiluach ha-ken k'siv shaleach t'shalach l'man yitav l'ach apirsh l'man yitav l'ach avagav sh'ani yom l'shaleach ha-em yishcha hefzid ma. It's such an easy mitzvah, right? Shiluach ha-ken, it doesn't cost you anything to chase away the mother bird. Mr. Mark invites us every single year to his thing. We go do the mitzvah shiloach. Again, I think I told you the story once. Rabbi Storch, before his terrible accident over the summer, his car was totaled and he was in the hospital for months. So he and his son was in the hospital for months. So if you remember that Mr. Mark, that was the first time in his life he had ever performed the mitzvah shiloach hakein. Right before he went on that trip out west, Mr. Mark had invited him to do the mitzvah leman yitev loch v'harach t'yamim. He always says about that he had performed the mitzvah shiloach hakein, chasing away the mother bird. Such an easy mitzvah, the easiest mitzvah, shiloach hakein. That's what the Gemara says. You don't know leman, right? Look what he says over here. I'm on the sixth line of that paragraph. Right? Oh, that's what you were saying, probably, Nissen. I misunderstood. Lefum tzara agra, right? The more effort you put into a mitzvah, the more reward. That's in terms of the effort. But and that's true. You're going to get more reward for the harder effort. But in terms of the value of the mitzvah per se, that you don't know. Oh. And he speaks more about that in the next paragraph. I think I could skip the next paragraph. It's pretty much more of the same stuff. You could do it for homework. Oh.
Rabbi, he's separating two concepts.
Yes.
Value and reward.
No. He's separating two concepts. Value and effort. In other words, you get reward for two things when you do a mitzvah. You get reward for the effort you expend, but you also get reward. You get spiritual reward for the actual value of the mitzvah itself, per se, regardless of the amount of effort. Even if it was an easy mitzvah to do, it may have much more value to, in Hashem's eyes, spiritual value, closeness to God that you get out of the mitzvah. You may not realize that, which may not be dependent on the effort.
Okay, but we had started with the concept of reward because that was...
No, you know. So he's talking all about reward in the next world, but he's saying the reward in the next world comes in for two reasons. Number one is effort and energy that you expend, lefum tzara agra, and the more effort you expend, the more reward you get in the next world for sure. But there's an additional component of reward for the performance of the mitzvah per se, regardless of the effort. It's just a check that you get for actually having done it. And about that, something that you might think in God's eyes gets a very little check, in God's eyes might actually get a much bigger check than you realize, regardless of the effort that you put into it. Oh. Now let's get back to it. What's the other exception? Oh, this is very important. This is very important before Shavuos. What's the other exception to the rule? No, you've been in my shiur already for a few months in Mara. What do you think the other exception is going to be? Take a guess. What's going to be the other exception of another mitzvah that you do get reward in this world that breaks the rule of Schar Mitzvah Amaleka? Anyone want to take a guess? What? Ah, Joel's got it. He's been sitting here for a long time already. Very long time. Joel's got it. Ah. Va'amar! Shelakach lo kosva Torah Schar Shal Mitzvah Mitzvah Beferish Shiyunasim Kol HaMitzvahs. Now, Herbie, why does God not write the reward for mitzvos? Because God wants us to do all of them. He's afraid if he'd write us that this reward gets a lot, this one gets a little, we'll all only focus on the ones that have a lot of reward. In two of them, he gave you the reward. All right, we're going to skip this. Take a look at the last piece. 5 minutes left. Let's see if I can deliver the goods in 5 minutes. I'm going to do my best. Hispar lecha ki mitzvos schar shalehem b'amalek. We've already explained that length. And again, what I gave you in two pages, the Maral said in 30. But I did my best to try to cut out the pieces. Schar shalehem b'amalek. Etc. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of page 3 where it says third paragraph, middle of page 3. Mikomakom, third line of the third paragraph. Al titel oma shekishim sheschar mitzvah by Amaleka kimo kein schar limud haTorah b'hai Amaleka. Joel, don't think that just like 90% of the mitzvahs have no reward in this world, Talmud Torah has no reward in this world. Ki davar ze eino. Because, of course, that's in the Mishnah Pei also, Shekein Amru. I'm going to try to control myself through this because I think you gentlemen already, after 11 years, know how I feel about Talmud Torah. Elu dvarim shadim olcha perseim olam azev akein kheos lomba gemilas chasadim kivuda ve'eim avas shalom tam v'Talmud Torah kineged kulam. What does the Mishnah in Pei of a favorite say? Talmud Torah is one of those mitzvahs she'olcha perseim olam azev. I'm not going to do justice to this in 4 minutes. You got to promise me over the long Shabbos afternoon, you're going to read this slowly and carefully. V'atam k'moshim before Hashem. Amas nisin. Before Hashem atam d'siv. Amru tzadik ki tov ki prim aleim yochelu. V'chiyish tzadik tov yishay she'inu tov elo. Tov l'shamayim tov l'briyos. K'mo mitzgiyos chasam kibudav e'im avash shalom. Mitzvah se'el yishlem peiros. Okay. Skip that a little bit. Skip that, please. It's very important. Do it for homework, though. Oh, look at the last line. Look at the last line. Vatorah. I'm in the fourth paragraph, third to the last line. Vatorah gam ken yesh la peros. Ki atorah befrat osa peros. Ki gadol talmud Torah shemevi lidei maisa. So number one, what's the reward? Because Torah brings you to maisa, like we started this year with. Ulakach ein davashish lo peres kamo haTorah. V'yosa mizeh. Ki batorah nivra ha'olam. V'chol ha'olam peres haTorah. Kamo sheyisbar. God looked at the Torah and created the world. So when a person studies Torah, he's in fact creating the world. He's in fact bringing the world into creation. So of course you're going to get reward in this world. Because when you study Torah, you're actually causing the world to be created and recreated. You're causing God to produce the fruit, to produce the world. So it makes sense that you're going to get reward in this world because the study of Torah is that which sustains this world. The study of Torah is that which creates this world. So says the Maharal, of course you're going to get reward in this world for the study of Torah. Because it is the study of Torah, in fact, that is causing this world to continue to be created. This said the Gemara says the reward in this world, there's no reward. The study of Torah is not included in this cloud. Look what he said. How can it be that the study of Torah yields no fruit in this world? He may call all of us and who peros haTorah? This entire world is the result of Torah, of the study of Torah. With Parak Arba, listen to the new pshat he has. With Parak Arba, then the Dharma Rabbi Lazar. 1 minute left. We're in the 2 minute drill now. Rabbi Lazar. It's a football reference for those of you. Okay. I know you're baseball guys. I know. Gedola Torah, she'umale Torah lo niskay m'shamayim ba'aretz. How great is the Torah? If not the Torah, the world would cease to exist. She'nemai imlo brisa yom v'ayel chukas shamayim ba'aretz lo sabti. Ubiri nezek yatorah u'sichlis. U'madregasa ala lo magashmi. Im ein haTorah, she'im is ala lo magashmi, ein kiel ba'lom shulamatim in haTorah. V'esesh shamayim imlo brisa yom v'ayel chukas shamayim ba'aretz lo sabti. U'bishvil kach haTorah, Mikayemes Uma'amedas Olam Agashmi. Says the Maharal, the study of Torah is Mikayem and Ma'amed Olam Agashmi. I heard this, Rabbi Tarragon said this in a Shifra Rav Lichtenstein about Rav Aaron's perception on Torah. This was the ontological reason, I think, if I remember correctly. Or another word like that. Kimo kol davashu elyon ma'amed u'makayem davashu l'madmin and marjigah v'od. He calls Seder Olam Mishach Achar HaTorah. K'mo Shavim Minishay Mabit B'Torah Bara Olam. Re'elach, he calls Seder Olam Mishach Achar HaTorah. B'Shayiv Seder Olam HaTorah. the whole world comes from Torah. Oh, now he has a new pshat in the Gemara that all of us have heard and never understood ever.
I've learned this Gemara many times, never understood. A guy is walking along, in the street, and there's nobody accompanying him, and he's scared. What should he do? Study Torah. Shanam Akhi, what do you guys say here? Chosh Ferosho, famous Gemara, right? You always heard it. You have a headache? What should you do? You have a headache? Learn Torah. Chosh Ferosho, Shanam Akhi, Chosh Fugrono. You have it. I should listen to this, right? I use my voice every 3 weeks. Chosh Fugrono. You have a problem in your throat? You have something to Torah. Shanam Akhi, Anakim Gaza Rosetta. Chosh Fugrono, you have stomach problems. What should you do? You guess it. Yasuf Petorah, Shneva, Rufus Tila Sarah. Hushbats, most of Yasuf Petorah. Hush Pachol Rufo, Yasuf Petorah. Shneva, Rufol Pesor Army. Now again, in deference to the doctors in the room. You should also go to the doctor. You should also go to the doctor, for sure. You should also go to the doctor.
That's it. Forget the HMOs. This is like even worse than the HMOs over here. It's worse than Obamacare. Forget it. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Now we understand the pshat so beautifully. If the Torah is that what causes the whole world to exist, the Torah is what causes the physical world to exist, so of course we understand you want shmira, you want protection, you want success in the physical world. Of course. What's the shaila? And again, he goes through each one individually, but I don't have it for you here. You have to look at it inside the Pharisee Yisrael. V'amar chosh b'chol gufo yasek b'torah rotz b'zeh lo b'zeh. Lo zebul vad. The sof ha'atzamas heimikah binyano shel adam shaguf nismach al ha'atzamas v'inchozik binyano shel adam atm chosh b'chol gufo shein kol dar zebo kasha yisbar la Torah yachzal seder aroi v'azam rabbi yudah shelo kriyin skosh b'chol basa v'dam etc. Ah. V'yei shalom last line. Ki davar zeh lo nimtza. Shekama heim cholum v'lo mo'al lehem limud ha'Torah. He says, I know a lot of Torah scholars who are very ill. Ki davar zeh lo kasha. Ki lo amarak chosh. V'hainu kodem shechola. Maral wants to say it means when it starts, right? When the beginnings of it happen, if you study Torah, it'll go away. But once you're deathly ill, the Torah is not going to help you anymore. It's too late. Because then you need a miracle already. Hine biyarnu l'cha ki haTorah befrat miyuchedes v'masha haTorah hi kiyum v'seder. The Torah is the whole cause of the existence of the world. Talmud Torah is a different level. Rabosai, what an appropriate piece of Torah to study before the holiday of Shavuos. Zok the Heilige Maral, Schar Mitzvos Bahayal Maleka. The reward for this in this world for mitzvos doesn't exist. There's only a few mitzvos that you do get the reward in this world. Number one of them being the study of Torah. That's number one. Number two being those mitzvahs v'enam l'chaveru. Hopefully we should think about these issues and try to be mechazik ourselves in these two areas, especially in all the areas, but maybe in the study of Torah. Shavuos time is an appropriate time to take upon ourselves a little bit more the study of Torah, or in terms of v'enam l'chaveru, these two areas that you get the reward in this world and it pays in the next world, and hopefully we should all enjoy the reward of all of our mitzvahs in this world, whether it be reward or not reward, but Chanina, gifts. We should be zocha to get gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and we should enjoy be zocha to reap the rewards in the next world. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Somebody want to say Kaddish?